time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. And again, I want to thank you all for joining me. Those of you joining on Blog Talk Radio, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/Natural Solutions Radio. The other thing I wanted to talk about this morning is stress, because stress is really actually causing a lot. And there are ways to eliminate stress, and some things that you can do. What we now know is that stress is a lot worse than what we thought it was. And let me look at this here. Anyway, stress, it can really cause a severe damage. And basically, there are some simple things that you can do. One is a very quick 3-minute exercise that will instantly change the stress response in your body. And then there's some 5 ways that you can eliminate stress. And the reason I talk about this, of course, is I've written a book called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. And a lot of information on that. Very good book. You can get that on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, or you can go by the store, the brick and mortar store at Health Naturally. And we have the book there. Very good book. If you want it autographed, just leave your name and I will autograph it. And if you want from anywhere in the country, we can mail it to you. So no problem. Anyway, the emergency thing, exercise, simple exercise that you can do for stress is this breathing exercise you simply do is you inhale. And you increase the length of your exhale. And these breathing techniques have been used by the Navy SEALs. Also, that's used by first responders and people who are constantly facing massive amounts of stress. It has a direct, apparent, and a positive effect on the functioning of the nervous system. And the best thing about it, no one will even notice that you are doing it. So it's a breathing exercise. You simply inhale to the count of 4 using your diaphragm, then exhale to a slow count of 4. It's important that you expand your lungs completely and then fill them with as much air as you can and then empty them. So you start out with an inhale to the count of 4 and exhale to the count of 4. Now when you inhale, avoid lifting your shoulders up, shrugging your shoulders like that. Inhale through your diaphragm and your lungs, and don't bring your shoulders up to your ears. So the breathing technique is very simple. You breathe into the stomach. It expands as you inhale and contracts as you exhale. And what you do to increase the effectiveness of this, as soon as you have the 4-4 ratio down and it becomes easier, then what you do is expand that exhale to 4-8. Inhale to the count of 4, exhale to the count of 8. And that's the next ratio. Then you can even move to inhale 4 or inhale up to 8 and exhale 16. Or inhale the same and exhale 20. Each time what you do is you increase the length of the exhale.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
This is from Colleen. She asks, what natural recommendations do you have for low testosterone levels, low energy, and irritable mood? Thank you.
Oh, well, that can be because of low testosterone. Low testosterone can cause irritable mood, and it also can cause just the lack of drive. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you look out and you go, wow, it's another day, and you're ready to get up, that's controlled by the amount of testosterone that you take. Now, there's some really good herbs, what's called aromatase inhibitors. They help to lower the amount of estrogen in the body, because when progesterone falls and estrogen goes up, testosterone goes down, and the testosterone also can get converted to what's called dihydrotestosterone, which is a form of testosterone that's not a good form. It increases inflammatory response, and it can cause prostate problems and even prostate cancer. So there are, as an example, Pygium africanum and stinging nettles and saw palmetto are herbs that are called aromatase inhibitors, and they can really help. Zinc is a mineral that is needed for the hormonal system to produce extra testosterone. There's an herb, Ayurvedic herb called tribulus, that's very good for raising testosterone. Also, there's a hormone called DHEA, and dihydroepiandrosterone, and that is a called the mother hormone, and that hormone makes all other hormones. Actually, it starts out with pregnenolone, which converts in the brain and then produces DHEA, and then DHEA makes all other hormones. So for low testosterone, a woman can take about 25 milligrams of one pill, 25 milligram DHEA. Men can take up to 50, 75, even 100 milligrams. And then you take that for a while and then get your testosterone checked. For those that are really serious, you might need a prescription to raise testosterone, and that you would get from your physician. I would make sure that it's bioidentical testosterone and not the medro testosterone, which is a steroid analog. So, and the other thing is the DHEA, when you take that, it doesn't have a feedback mechanism, so you don't stop producing. But when you get on a prescription of testosterone, then you'll actually stop producing some testosterone. And we don't want that. So better than taking a prescription testosterone, use DHEA. Now, Nature's Sunshine makes two forms of DHEA, one called DHEA-M for men and one called DHEA-F for female. And they're slightly different herbs that go with the DHEA. Some good herbs also to help are some good techniques to use that increases testosterone is exercise, especially weightlifting exercises. That's one of the best things to help with increasing testosterone. Now, one last thing that can help with testosterone or help with the hormonal system and the immune system is some what called blue-green algaes. And you can either take chlorella or spirulina. And that can actually help give you a lot of energy while testosterone is being raised, and also helps to build the immune system. So it's also one of the things that help against radiation poisoning. So if you're exposed to radiation, you can take chlorella or spirulina, and it'll actually reduce the impact of radiation on your health. There has been studies by Russia, where Russia showed that those people taking spirulina after the Chernobyl accident, and same thing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those people that were taking spirulina did very well and did not succumb to radiation poisoning.
Welcome to Natural Solutions Radio, featuring Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph, with over 38 years of practical alternative health experience in traditional naturopathy. Call in with your questions to better your health for a happier life. And now we present to you live on the web, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
One of the things I wanted to talk about quickly before we continue, or you know, as we continue, is the idea of detoxifying. You know, you'll hear almost universally that when you ever go to any naturopath, what you're going to find is that you have to do a detox of some kind. You have to do a colon cleanse. You have to do a kidney cleanse. You have to do a liver cleanse. But you have to detoxify, detoxify, and detoxify. And sometimes, you know, there are ways to do that. But what I want people to understand is that by merely the fact that you change to a healthy program and you include healthy foods into your diet, that that's the best naturally form of detoxifying. So you absorb toxic substances from your surroundings, and that can impair your health. And your body will naturally remove these toxins. But you can give it a boost by eating certain types of foods. So the first is sauerkraut, and the fermented cabbage you usually add almost on your hot dogs. Like all fermented foods, it contains probiotics that are good for your gut. And these beneficial bacteria can bind themselves to heavy metals or to pathogenic bacteria. And heavy metals like cadmium and lead, and actually help you to eliminate those substances. As little as two or three forkfuls of sauerkraut every day will be enough to boost your gut health and the detoxifying that your gut will do. The other thing is adding something as simple as psyllium hulls mixed with diatomaceous earth. And a teaspoon of psyllium hulls, maybe a rounded teaspoon, and a level teaspoon of diatomaceous earth. That will constantly keep, and again, when you're eating these fermented foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, or any of the fermented foods, kombucha, or probiotic pills, or any of those, they're going to help you automatically detoxify on a daily basis. So by keeping the bowels clean. Now, the other thing is eating organic fruits and vegetables and superfoods. And the superfoods are the sulfur-bearing foods. I see a question real quickly on our Facebook page from Charity. And she wants to know, what do you recommend for iron deficiency anemia? And boy, that is a good one, because let me tell you, that is almost a rampant disease going on, anemias of all forms. Iron deficiency anemia can be corrected by taking an iron supplement. The problem is most of the iron supplements that you take can be a ferrous sulfate form, and we don't use that. I think it's detrimental to the stomach and can cause stomach pains and black stool and constipation. One of the best ways to get increase your iron is with the food, a root vegetable called beets. And beets improve nitric oxides in the blood vessels, so they help reduce high blood pressure. They increase the amount of oxygen that you uptake, but they're very high in natural irons. Also, prunes. Prunes are one of the substances that are the highest form of iron that's available. And prunes are rated one of the best antioxidants in the world. Now, the best way to eat the prunes is to make sure that the prunes have been rehydrated. And the way you do that is put four or five prunes in a little saucepan, add some good water to it, and then let it soak for about 4 hours. And then you can drink the juice and eat those prunes. The second thing it'll do is not just give you iron, but the second thing, it'll make you have great poops. And again, that's one of the things that you want to watch. A good 2 to 3 bowel movements per day. If you're not having that many, then add more fiber and beet fiber. Beets and prunes are some of the best fibers you can use. Also, Probiotics will really help, and the psyllium and diatomaceous earth. So you want those bowels to go very well. Probiotics will help the body to absorb more nutrients, so that's very good. And then I talked before about spirulina and chlorella, also very high in iron and very good to use to help reduce anemia. So I think that question was answered pretty well. Otherwise, you can take a chelated iron pill if it has to go up quickly. And as long as it's chelated iron, you're going to have less harmful side effects in the stomach.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. Please check out our brick-and-mortar store. It's what allows us to continue to do shows like this and keep us on the radio. Please shop there. We have the best herbs and vitamins that we think are on the market. It's the best apothecary in town. So you can come by the store, Health Naturally. You can call 915-833-0222, and you can get all kinds of information. Ask for Sandy Ben-Joseph, and she will help you. What we're doing is enhancing your health using the different body systems and enhancing the health of those and the metabolism of those body systems. So when we use vitamins and minerals and herbs and essential oils, all of those are to help the body's natural ability to detoxify itself, to heal itself, to rebuild itself. And again, we don't have to deal with the intricacies of specific diseases. Because by getting healthy, your body knows what to do. It has an innate intelligence, and it uses that intelligence to bring about healing in the body. Well, in carpal tunnel syndrome is a deterioration of the nerves that feed your fingers. And when it's oftentimes in natural naturopathy, when carpal tunnel is on both hands simultaneously, we would often look to the thyroid, that something's happening in the thyroid. When it's either way, there's some kind of condition that's affecting the nerves. Now, it can be a mechanical condition where in the carpal bones in your wrist, they're pressing on a nerve, or it can come from the elbow, the ulnar nerve that's being squeezed, or it can come from the shoulder up in the deltoid, or actually from the neck, the nerves that come out of your neck. So any of those can be assaulted, any of those nerves can be assaulted. Oftentimes, it's vitamin B6 that is low with carpal tunnel. And there's some things, if you can find a good massage therapist or someone that does deep body work, then basically what we would want to do is they would do a hand session and a wrist session, and also work on the forearms. And that can help take some of the pressure off those nerves. But it can be very, it just is bothersome. You get that tingling and numbness in your fingers, and then after a while you can't use your fingers as well, and you'll drop things. So getting on a good nutritional program, using different essential oils that help with inflammation, and almost any essential oil can do that. And you rub the essential oils on directly, and that can help. Also, doTERRA makes a compound called Deep Blue, and that Deep Blue has essential oils, can help with the pain and the neuropathy in that. But it's a really bothersome kind of a condition. And so one of the things you have to do is just, you learn to deal with it. But if you go out of your way and you get some, like I said, some massage therapy, body work, a good chiropractor can also help. And then making sure you get enough essential fatty acids, eating high-grade fats. And that's things like avocados and coconut oil and eating walnuts and pecans and sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds and eating olive oil or eating olives, both the green and the black olives. So any of the high-grade fats that you want to eat, using flax oil in a salad dressing, a tablespoon a day, a tablespoon of olive oil a day. And all of those. CBD oil rubbed into the area can also really help. So essential fatty acids and oils can really make a difference. And just as I was talking about olive oil, I pulled up an article that we have that's on olive oil, talking about it's a key to longevity. And only one tablespoon a day can do wonders for your health. And olive oil can really, it's a high in monounsaturated fat, oleic acid, and it's been found to reduce high blood pressure, which means it can protect you against a stroke. Several studies have shown that olive oil, people who consume lots of olive oil have lower incidences of stroke. It's also an excellent source of vitamin E, which is a potent antioxidant. And some of the other biggest health issues facing, it can help with cancer and dementia. There's review of studies that found that people with high intakes of olive oil were 34% less likely to develop any type of cancer, especially breast cancer. So olive oil can improve brain function. And when I look at these studies on olive oil, I think if we pull up the studies on flax oil or coconut oil or the oil from walnuts or any of the eating the raw nuts and seeds, you'll find that all of those are going to produce very similar results. And these fatty acids are very important. And basically, olive oil, flax oil, avocados, and all of these oils, you want to go ahead and eat those, and I think you'll do very well.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.